Margaret Brennan says
Israel would allow 300 trucks per day to go into Gaza, including those carrying fuel for generators in hospitals.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu insists,
"We have a difficult decision, but it's the right decision. The war effort will not be hurt."
Tom Foti, CBS News.
Well, back here in the U.S., the great holiday getaway is on. Millions of people taking trains, planes, and automobiles to their destinations. With the roads and airports already jam-packed, Jennifer Bonham at Chicago's Union Station said she's glad she's taking a train.
But definitely more room, more leg room, walk around, nice, you know, cafe cart that you can sit there and look at the scenery while you eat your food and have coffee.
A massive blow to Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. The company agreed to a roughly $4 billion settlement with the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on the charges.
Binance has agreed to plead guilty to willfully violating the Bank Secrecy Act, knowingly failing to register as a money transmitting business, and willfully violating the International Emergency Economic Powers Act.
He says the settlement's one of the largest corporate penalties in U.S. history. North Korea's first military spy satellite's been placed into orbit. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
Seoul's immediate position is that it's analyzing the launch while maintaining a robust defense posture with U.S. forces.
Well, many people in a small New Hampshire town are thankful for this guy. Jeffrey Holt's been living in a trailer park. He basically had nothing, no furniture, no TV, computer, or car. He rode around town on a riding lawnmower. When he died recently, a big secret was revealed. He was a multimillionaire and left his fortune to the town of Hillsdale. $3.8 million invested towards education, health, recreation, and culture. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Israel agrees to a deal. There will be a pause in fighting with Hamas that includes the release of 50 hostages over a four-day period.
The Israeli government approved it. Hamas then welcomed it. The first hostage exchange of the month-and-a-half-old latest Mideast war, coupled with a short time out in the fighting and the Israeli attacks that have followed the October 7th Hamas attack.
There's going to be a pause in fighting when these 50 hostages are released and 150 Palestinian prisoners. But this pause in fighting could actually be extended if Hamas agrees to release more prisoners.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. U.S. officials expect at least three Americans to be among those released. They say the first group could number more than 50. In addition to that, correspondent Margaret Brennan says
Israel would allow 300 trucks per day to go into Gaza, including those carrying fuel for generators in hospitals.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu insists,
"We have a difficult decision, but it's the right decision. The war effort will not be hurt."
Tom Foti, CBS News.
Well, back here in the U.S., the great holiday getaway is on. Millions of people taking trains, planes, and automobiles to their destinations. With the roads and airports already jam-packed, Jennifer Bonham at Chicago's Union Station said she's glad she's taking a train.
But definitely more room, more leg room, walk around, nice, you know, cafe cart that you can sit there and look at the scenery while you eat your food and have coffee.
A massive blow to Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. The company agreed to a roughly $4 billion settlement with the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on the charges.
Binance has agreed to plead guilty to willfully violating the Bank Secrecy Act, knowingly failing to register as a money transmitting business, and willfully violating the International Emergency Economic Powers Act.
He says the settlement's one of the largest corporate penalties in U.S. history. North Korea's first military spy satellite's been placed into orbit. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
Seoul's immediate position is that it's analyzing the launch while maintaining a robust defense posture with U.S. forces.
Well, many people in a small New Hampshire town are thankful for this guy. Jeffrey Holt's been living in a trailer park. He basically had nothing, no furniture, no TV, computer, or car. He rode around town on a riding lawnmower. Well, when he died recently, a big secret was revealed. He was a multimillionaire and left his fortune to the town of Hillsdale. $3.8 million invested towards education, health, recreation, and culture. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Israel agrees to a deal. There will be a pause in fighting with Hamas that includes the release of 50 hostages over a four-day period.
The Israeli government approved it. Hamas then welcomed it. The first hostage exchange of the month-and-a-half-old latest Mideast war. Coupled with a short time out in the fighting and the Israeli attacks that have followed the October 7th Hamas attack.
There's going to be a pause in fighting when these 50 hostages are released and 150 Palestinian prisoners. But this pause in fighting could actually be extended if Hamas agrees to release more prisoners.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. U.S. officials expect at least three Americans to be among those released. They say the first group could number more than 50. In addition to that, correspondent Margaret Brennan says
Israel would allow 300 trucks per day to go into Gaza, including those carrying fuel for generators in hospitals.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu insists,
"We have a difficult decision, but it's the right decision. The war effort will not be hurt."
Tom Foti, CBS News.
Well, back here in the U.S., the great holiday getaway is on. Millions of people taking trains, planes, and automobiles to their destinations. With the roads and airports already jam-packed, Jennifer Bonham at Chicago's Union Station said she's glad she's taking a train.
There's definitely more room, more leg room, walk around, nice, you know, cafe cart that you can sit there and look at the scenery while you eat your food and have coffee.
A massive blow to Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. The company agreed to a roughly $4 billion settlement with the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on the charges.
Binance has agreed to plead guilty to willfully violating the Bank Secrecy Act, knowingly failing to register as a money transmitting business, and willfully violating the International Emergency Economic Powers Act.
He says the settlement's one of the largest corporate penalties in U.S. history. North Korea's first military spy satellite's been placed into orbit. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
Seoul's immediate position is that it's analyzing the launch while maintaining a robust defense posture with U.S. forces.
Well, many people in a small New Hampshire town are thankful for this guy. Jeffrey Holt's been living in a trailer park. He basically had nothing, no furniture, no TV, computer, or car. He rode around town on a riding lawnmower. Well, when he died recently, a big secret was revealed. He was a multimillionaire and left his fortune to the town of Hillsdale. $3.8 million invested towards education, health, recreation, and culture. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Justice Karen Bradley? Little Karen-ish. Well, you know, thank goodness, Dom, when it came time to do questioning of litigants before the court, she, you know, she didn't fluff it up at all for Rick Eisenberg and the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty.
No, let me prove your lie,
Your Honor.
You win the rules.
Here's good Bradley correcting, perhaps, bad Bradley. Bad Bradley, the partisan one, she goes first. Play it for the people, cut two.
So I'll ask you if you consider this to be a fair tribunal that will independently and impartially consider your arguments in this case when three justices on this court ruled against your clients and a fourth justice conveyed her predetermined position on the Johnson cases by campaigning on a mantra that the maps adopted in Johnson were rigged and saying she agreed with the dissent in the maps case.
It's interesting when only one justice on this court has, in a legal writing on this
case, I would appreciate the courtesy of you not interrupting me, and I would like to hear a response to my question.
I will cut a bitch.
Wow. Excuse me while I continue talking in my loaded terms about predetermined. That's quite an assumption you're making there, Justice, especially given you didn't let the opposing attorneys have more than 6 seconds of conversation before you so rudely interjected.
You know, so often we would see partisan rulings from the prior court, and it was almost like they'd gotten used to it. Like, might makes right, so whenever we say it, it's true. This seems like a very troubling time in the bad Bradley's life. What is it, Karen? Oh no, I'm sorry, I get that wrong.
Yes,
I think she's really
apologize to all the Karens out there.
I think she's really struggling with this newfound, you know, sort of judicial minority she finds
minority
herself
status
in.
Yeah. Life's a bitch sometimes,
and it's like she feels like she's being discriminated against in her ideology in some way, shape, or form. Tom, well, you know, I was encouraged. I did see the coverage over at The Guardian. If I understood it, they were claiming, at least through their headline and their reporting, Dom, Wisconsin Supreme Court appears poised to strike down legislative maps and end Republican dominance. I like that headline.
That's a great headline.
I
want to read it again. Can I read it again?
Okay, yeah, you read it.
TheGuardian.com. Wisconsin Supreme Court appears poised to strike down legislative maps and end Republican dominance. Subheadline: decision from four liberal justices in lawsuit could eliminate some of the most gerrymandered districts in the United States.
Do you see the little above the headline, little red headline, Dom? I think you should also read that one.
Oh, that's the fight for democracy.
Wisconsin. Small d. Small d democracy.
Yes, small d democracy. Yes, that's what we're doing. We're fighting for democracy in Wisconsin.
Because, of course, if it was big d democracy, you know, like the Democratic Party, they'd be telling Justice Protasiewicz she must recuse. Of course, they're Democrat telling her that Party. Now.
Not Are they yet. Not? Apparently, well, I'm sure we'll see. But apparently, according to the reporting of Jesse Poyen at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, did not play. Justice Protasiewicz, a big role today in this hearing.
Here is how The Guardian is reporting it, at least a little bit of the reporting there of Dom. The Wisconsin Supreme Court appeared poised to strike down the current maps for the state legislature after 3 hours of oral arguments on Tuesday, a decision that could end more than a decade of Republican dominance and eliminate some of the most gerrymandered districts in the United States. Hallelujah. If that is indeed the ruling they conclude to, Dom. Now, the four liberal justices on the court all seem ready to embrace an argument from the challengers in the case, Clark v. Wisconsin Elections Commission, that the maps violate the state's constitution because they include more than 70 districts. It was unclear, however, how the justices would handle the redrawing of the map and whether it would immediately order elections for the entire legislature next year in new districts. Yes. That is the hope of many, right, Tom? Now, Wisconsin voters elect 99 assembly members every 2 years, but only half of the 33 member state senate would normally be up for elections next year. Much of today's oral argument focused on how to unpack the definition of contiguity in the Wisconsin Constitution. The document mandates that assembly districts be bounded by county, precinct, town, or ward lines to consistent of contiguous territory and be in compact form as practicable. It says the state senate district shall be comprised of convenient contiguous territory. Despite that requirement, 75 of the state's 132 legislative districts, 52 in the state, 54 in the state assembly, and 21 in the Senate contain at least one detached piece.
Detached seems like opposite of contiguous. I'm just saying.
That would be.
I'm no lawyer here, Crudy, but it just seems like that those two are like exactly opposite.
Now, Dom, Taylor Meehan, an attorney for the legislative Republicans, argued that districts had long been considered to be contiguous as long as they kept towns, counties, and wards whole. In Wisconsin, localities have annexed discontiguous, disconnected parts of land that have resulted in strange shapes. You can define contiguity as strictly or as loosely as you want, she said. That's the tail leading the dog. I'm pretty sure we're supposed to look at the definition to determine what the law is, according to Jill Karofsky, a liberal elected in 2020, who asked some of the most, let's call them, pointed questions. And the good Bradley, Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, another liberal on the court, said history from the time of Wisconsin's Constitution led her to believe that it was unconvincing that contiguous could mean something other than physical contact. No contiguous touching, Dom. No touching me.
Oh, okay.
Dom, Mark Rayberry, lawyer for the nonprofit Campaign Legal Center, who represented some of the challengers, also said that it was possible to draw physically contiguous districts that included the detached portions. There's not a single place in Wisconsin that it's not possible to build districts with county, town, and ward lines and to be 100% contiguous.
I'll jump in here just a bit more, Crudy. In 2011, Republicans drew districts for the state legislature that were so distorted in their favor that it made it impossible for them to lose their majorities. Last year, the state Supreme Court implemented new maps that made as little change as possible from the old ones, but lawmakers and the state's Democratic governor reached a redistricting impasse. The court's liberal wing seemed unsettled on how they would proceed with a potential remedy to fixing the maps. State election officials have said they would need a new map in place no later than March 15th of 2024 for use in next year's elections. The justices asked all the lawyers in the case on Tuesday to submit the names of nonpartisan map makers who could serve as a special master to advise them in coming up with new maps. The request signaled the court was aware of the need to move quickly if they are going to strike down the map.
Map maker, make me a map?
Yes, please.
With alacrity, do it quickly.
And make them contiguous.
What about this bad Bradley? Does she not have
Where shame? Were you 2 years ago, Crudy? We were talking about this already. Where were you then?
Well, it's right here on the radio.
Why didn't you answer me, Crudy? I'm talking to you. Where were you then?
You know, the last guy that
I mean, this is very important. You should have been here 2 years ago.
Come back. More of the greatest radio show ever. Your phone calls and Scott Ross soon. 844-96-PARTY. You're taking money somewhere
else. The Shaw, WAUK.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows like Friends for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday
holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 4:20 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Stick around, our pal Scott Ross. He's going to join us in studio in Madison at 4:30.
Dom, it's going to be a fun day because I've also got a fine comedian joining me from the comedy club right downstairs, you know, right downstairs here on State Street, coming up to the WMDX studios. His name, Kevin Bozeman. I was watching some of his stuff on the YouTubes last night. Funny guy. Yeah. Apparently, his tradition, Dom, he does a pre-Thanksgiving Day show at the comedy club, you know, sort of his tradition, Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Not everybody wants to get home to see grandma. Right. See grandpa pull my finger. You know, there's some people, some of us would like to avoid this holiday season.
Yes, some families don't want to spend that time together. Perhaps want to go out and have a good time.
So a comedy club show on a Wednesday night could be a fun time. Now, Dom, I had a different sort of time today, and I was visited by Santa Jeff, and that was a good part. That was the good part of the day. Jeff, one of our frequent texters, he's the kid I punched on the bus way back in high school. I thought he was messing with me. It was another kid, but he bore the brunt and got the punch. But we've become friends, you know, water under the bridge this many years later.
Wow. And Jeff, making friends and influencing people.
Santa Jeff so generously brought me 2 bottles of booze.
You? What about me?
Well, you don't believe them. So they must be for me. Both
I believe
of them.
In Santa. If Santa brings me booze, I believe it.
I know you believe in tequila.
You know, kids, if you don't believe in Santa, he's not going to bring you anything. So, of course, even to this day, at what? 21 and 18, they claim they still believe. I don't know if they do.
Dom, do you believe in holiday miracles?
Do I believe in holiday miracles? Like miracles that only happen on the holidays, or that just generally happen like a Wednesday?
Like a preceding the holiday miracle. Like I feel like I had a little brush with a holiday miracle today.
Yeah?
Because the other stopper buyer, not the comedian, he's coming later. Not Scott Ross, he's coming soon.
Santa Jeff?
Not Santa booze. Jeff, he brought the booze.
Thank you, Santa Jeff. I'll hopefully have some left next time I roll into town.
Don't count on it. but there was one other visitor in the Crudy life, in a conversation, long form, the anticipated, didn't say eagerly, the anticipated conversation with CJ has occurred.
Oh,
we put it on. We put it on tape, Dom.
You laid down some tracks, did you?
We did. And it's going to play out in lieu of, you know, our absence on Thanksgiving Day. We'll be spending time with our respective families. But we're going to have a miraculous conversation between Crudy and CJ. And you all know CJ. He's been banned from the network. He was elected 2022 Douchebag of the Year right here on the greatest radio show ever. Not so much that we put him up for the award, no, as the audience did.
Yeah, audience. I mean, that.
But, and then elected him.
They did. It was the audience, and we stand by our audience.
So I did question, you know, why would a man put himself through this sort of public ridicule as you do, CJ? And, you know, that's how it started. Buttering them up and all that kind of stuff, Dom. But in case you were wondering, you know, what sort of a failed exercise this thing turned into.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm wondering.
Because, you know, I've had high expectations that I could break him down, that I could find the humanity behind the trolling on-air radio character that is CJ. I just felt like I've seen little glimpses of it. I could pull it out of him. And Nate was here. I think I did a good job. Good enough. Good enough for radio work. Good enough for Thanksgiving. No one's going to listen anyways. But it's going to play out.
Hey, man, WBA Awards, man, best interview of the year. You got, I mean, you know, bringing the people together. This could be the ticket, baby.
I would like to say this will set the bar for a civil conversation between a reasonable human being and a Trumpster.
And CJ. Oh.
Still going to vote for Trump if Trump's the nominee. Still going to vote for Trump. Big fan of our show, though. Has been for a decade or more.
Yeah, I know, man.
Still making the claim he got the very first t-shirt we ever gave away. But you ordered those. You said those were pretty thin and didn't last very long.
Yeah, those were pretty thin.
Well, for those looking for a little holiday miracle and a reason to tune in to the greatest radio show ever this Wednesday, or pardon me, Thursday. Thanksgiving's always on a Thursday, right? This Thursday.
Yes.
After the Packers crush the Lions, that'll be my little Thanksgiving miracle. A little of Crudy and CJ. And I want to give you a little flavor of how it ends. Just in case you think there's nothing redeeming about this interview. And there's very little redeeming. But there's a little, there's something there.
There's something there?
Nate, let's just play how it ended. I gave CJ the last word, if you will, Dom. And the last word was so. Play it.
Thank you for this opportunity, Crudy. And God bless you and your family and all your listeners. I hope they have an amazing holiday, Christmas, Thanksgiving, because we truly are blessed to be in the Star Spangled Banner country. So.
And that's where it ended. So. So, Nate, being a fine producer, said, I could clip off the so. I'm like, I don't want CJ taken out of context.
Well, there was no but. That was just the end of the statement. I mean, that seems like a very nice.
I might have interrupted after the so. Like, yeah. So that's all I got to say is what I assumed. You know,
so I got to say about that. So, well, okay. And again, I know you're going to tease it. We're going to play the whole thing and actually listen on Tuesday. Of course, when you win
Thursday,
the WBA Award, sorry,
you
Thursday,
also don't know what day
WBA
Thanksgiving
Awards,
is.
Rudy, first nomination for sure. Are you convinced it was worth your time? Are you convinced this is something that could lead to something else? Or are you convinced that this was a worthwhile endeavor?
I would like to think it is perhaps a, demonstration and communication excellence that all could model and follow, you know, like I set the bar. So yeah. You can talk to your Trumpster uncle this Thanksgiving and go, God, if only I could do it like Crudy does it. And that is in a human way. And I let him ramble at various times. I knew he was rambling. We're all,
I mean, what do you say in a human way? I mean, what does that mean in a human? We're all human, man. So can you be a little more specific in what you mean by that?
Nate, be my witness here. I got a witness. I almost made him cry. He did become very choked up and emotional. Now, I did have to go tap some emotional well items, rub some onion in his eye. But no, I think he was very human. I think we found three or four different things we agreed on. Major policy points down. I'm going to tell you, he and I could solve the immigration policies of this nation. But that would take at least another hour. And, you know, one's all I got. Come back with us, Scott Ross. He's got at least 30 minutes for us, I hope. Yeah. More Devil's Advocates. It's going to get funner up in here. It's the funnier. One hour with Scott Ross.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. Israel and Hamas reach a deal to release some of the hostages. White House reporter Bro Erickson with details on the agreement.
According to the deal, Israel will release 150 Palestinian prisoners and will enact a 4 to 5 day pause in fighting to safely evacuate the hostages from Gaza and deliver more humanitarian relief to civilians in Gaza.
The agreement's been well received by both sides. Here's the Palestinian Authority foreign minister.
We are very much pleased, like everybody else is, that innocent civilians will be released, being Israelis or Palestinians, especially women and children.
Officials say the deal will prioritize them, women and children. Three Americans fall into that category, including a three-year-old girl. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lynn.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Marquette University's John Johnson says the court will decide if so-called islands outside district borders are constitutional.
So they proposed a map that kept municipalities in a single district, even when the municipality was composed of pieces that didn't all touch each other.
Johnson spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Conservation groups are asking Governor Evers to block a proposed land exchange to build a new private golf course along Lake Michigan. Under the plan, the state would trade around 7 acres of the Black River Forest for about 9 acres of Kohler Company property. The groups say that the deal would set a bad precedent for public land use. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with a low of 30. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 42 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Lows level off around 29 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.